Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. And a very good Wednesday to you. Hope you're doing well. Nice to have you here. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. Let me lay the program out for you. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. If you have a topic or you have a thought or you have a take or there's something you want to get into, that's the number you want to dial. 1-800-636-8686. You can follow me on Twitter, as always, at Jim Rome. I set it up the same way. I'm looking to get you involved. At Jim Rome, R-O-M-E. And yes, I still take your emails at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So a number of different ways to go. Of course, I want to talk about Tiger Woods, and I'll give you my thoughts in a minute. The interview is set up like this. Coming up next segment, the head basketball coach at San Diego State, Brian Dutcher. Coming up at the top of hour number two, the head coach of the Denver Nuggets, Michael Malone. Coming up in hour number three, a Yahoo Sports columnist, Dan Wetzel. Today is a podcast day, Jim Rome Podcast. We are up to episode 164. Former MLB-er Adrian Gonzalez joins me. I want to talk some NL West with him. He played for the Dodgers and the Padres both, and that's an all-time rivalry setting up, so we'll have that for you. The What's Your Beef segment is today. I'm trying to look for a place to put that. Keep that in mind. You need a beef. You can email me a beef. You can tweet a beef. You can call with your beef. And I'll let you know where I'm going to put that. That's coming up. All right. So in terms of the breaking news, of course, the news broke yesterday just as the show was ending. Just after 7 a.m., Tiger Woods was involved in a single car accident on Hawthorne Boulevard. That's near Rolling Hill Estates here in Southern California. According to reports, a neighbor alerted the authorities at 7:12 a.m. When authorities arrived, he was wearing a seatbelt and he was, quote, lucid and calm, but was unable to get out of the car. Initial reports mentioned that the jaws of life were used to get him out, but that was not the case. The fact that the jaws of life were mentioned in an initial statement, and that turned out to be not the case, is a very good reminder of the fact that in moments like this, with the way information spreads, as quickly as it spreads, the initial information oftentimes is not true. Here's what we understand happened at that point. He was taken to Harbor UCLA Medical Hospital. That's a little less than 10 miles away from the scene of the accident. At the time that I went off the air, there had been a statement from his agent, Mark Steinberg, that, quote, Tiger Woods was in a single car accident this morning in California where he suffered multiple leg injuries. He is currently in surgery. We thank you for your privacy and support, end quote. And now a little more than 24 hours after the accident, we do know a little bit more. According to L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, Woods was driving at a, quote, relatively greater speed than normal, end quote, when his SUV made contact with the median. Then it went over the median, went across a couple of lanes, hit a curb, hit a number of trees, and rolled several times, with the vehicle ending up hundreds of feet from the road. Villanueva said that there were no skid marks and no evidence of braking. According to Villanueva, it's going to take days or weeks to complete a thorough investigation. Anish Mahajan is the chief medical officer and interim CEO at Harbor UCLA Medical Center. He released the following statement that was part of a larger statement, which was tweeted by Woods' Twitter account. Quote, Mr. Woods suffered significant orthopedic injuries to his right lower extremity that were treated during emergency surgery by trauma specialists at Harbor UCLA Medical Center, a level one trauma center. Comminuted, open fractures affecting both the upper and lower portions of the tibia and fibula bones were stabilized by inserting a rod into the tibia. Additional injuries to the bones of the foot and ankle were stabilized with a combination of screws and pins. Trauma to the muscle and soft tissue of the leg required surgical release of the covering of the muscles to relieve pressure due to swelling, end quote. So a lot of medical jargon there, but the good news is he is alive and he is awake following surgery and is responsive and is recovering in a hospital room. Man, you know how bad it is. You know how terrible a situation is. How bad an accident is when comminuted open fractures are considered good news. Because from the looks of that car and the comments from authorities, yesterday could have been so much worse, especially if he had not been wearing a seatbelt. But that doesn't mean that it's not bad. It is brutal. I mean, what that means is you've got a tibia and a fibula, and there are multiple fractures. In fact, it sounds like not just fractures, it sounds like bones were shattered or crushed. And an open fracture means that the bone or bones were protruding through the skin. I mean, like the stuff of a horror movie. A rod was inserted into the leg for stabilization, and pins and screws were used to stabilize his foot and ankle. And in addition to all of that, on top of all of that, the insertion of a rod and pins and screws, they had to perform a surgical release on the leg to relieve pressure due to swelling. So that's the health status of Tiger Woods, and that's the latest update. And that's insane. That's crazy. We're talking about somebody who had a fifth back surgery not that long ago and was already rehabbing that. And now this. And on Monday, he was doing a video shoot with Dwayne Wade and David Spade at Rolling Hills Country Club. It was part of a series where he was going to give on-course instruction to celebrities. And then the reports yesterday was that he was due to shoot with Drew Brees and Justin Herbert. And then the next thing you know, he's undergoing emergency surgery in a level one trauma center. And yes, I'm aware of reports and speculation about yesterday morning, why he might have been traveling at a high rate of speed. But until we know more, I'm not going to get into that. In fact, that part of it really doesn't even interest me at all. I would just say, as one deputy pointed out, there are lots of people who speed in that same area, and there have been multiple accidents as a result. Also, authorities said that he was not impaired. He was not under the influence. And then there are all the folks rushing to make predictions about his future on the golf course. And that also, to me, is just neither here nor there. It's way ahead of schedule. He just had his leg or legs crushed in a car accident. He's got comminuted open fractures, rods, pins, and screws going into his legs. We don't even know the time frame for recovery from these surgeries or if more procedures are going to be necessary. What we know is he's somebody who's had countless surgeries on his legs and his back over the course of his career, and he's 45. What we know is he's a father and that he's got two kids who are going through something right now that I can't even begin to imagine. And all of this comes a few months after he and his son Charlie played in a father-son event where it looked like they were both having the time of their lives. So much fun. And where Tiger had so much pride. The Tiger who played in that event looked a lot different from the ones we have seen in years previously. He looked like a different guy, a different person. And his friend Justin Thomas said yesterday his thoughts were with Tiger and his kids.
I'm sick to my stomach. You know, it hurts to see one of your, I mean, now my closest friends, you know, getting in an accident, and man, I just hope he's all right. Just worry for his kids. You know, I'm sure they're struggling.
So there probably will be more news coming out today, and I will continue to update it as it comes in. And if you want to talk about this, we certainly can. But the one thing I don't want to do, the one thing we're not going to do, is play amateur doctor or speculator or reporter or load up on a bunch of hearsay or conjecture or Twitter garbage. Not the time, not the place, not interested. Over the past 14 months, we've had a lot of reminders of how life can change in an instant, and this is yet another. So here's hoping that Tiger recovers as quickly and as soundly as possible without complication, and not so he can make a return to the tour, but for his family and for him personally. 1-800-636-8686. I've got more thoughts in the sense that there was a lot of reaction in the sports world, both inside of golf and out, that I want to get to a little bit later on too. In addition to that, and If you want to talk about that, we certainly can. That's not the entire program, but I do want to get into that. Dan Wetzel will join me in hour number three, and we'll get his thoughts on that too. I've got a time for your beef segment. If you've got a beef and that's what you want to use the show for today, that's coming up at 10:20. 10:20 and 1:20 Eastern time. In addition to that, Luca was doing Luca things last night. We will break that down. Additionally, J.J. Watt is having a good old time, isn't he, with free agency? So the question is, where is he going to go? He got his release. He wanted out of Houston, got away from the Texans, and now everybody's trying to speculate on where he might end up, and he's helping that along by taking to Twitter and sending cryptic messages and having some fun with it. And in the meantime, a number of fan bases are interpreting it the way they want to see fit, namely the Bills or others or Green Bay. I'm already on record on exactly where that guy should go, and I will have that for you a little bit later on. Also on this Wednesday, in addition to the What's Your Beef segment, I thought I'd break out the old whip around. You know, the old jungle whip around. The old whip around is where I take three to four stories and just go bam, 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 bam. Just whip around with it. As part of the old jungle whip around, I've got an update on Big Sexy Bartolo Colon. I've got an update on the opposite of Big Sexy, Jera. Jerry Jones is saying Jerry Jones type things again. Also, an update on Aaron Rodgers. Always good to have him as part of the jungle whip around. So I will have that for you also a little bit later on. Wednesday not only includes a beef segment, but an ATP. So make note of that. Ask the pros. Your telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. I'm looking for you to hit me up on Twitter, too, either with or without a beef. Do so at Jim Rome. And you can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveitake.com. Tiger Woods recovering after surgery in that crash. Some quick reaction before I go to break. Van Smack. Tiger's accident is another reminder that we probably don't or shouldn't need on how fragile life is, through all the highs and lows, disappointments and achievements. The jungle remains the one true constant, whether it's entertainment and laughter or causing us to pause to consider deeper things or just reminding us to be better and do better. Thank you for your three-hour forum, Mark in Parts Unknown. Yeah, thank you very much, Mark. Man, it's so true. Not that we needed another reminder after the past 14, 15 months, but there it is yet again. I mean, you had just, and I'll get into this in a later take, but you've got some people who were with Tiger Woods, and they were filming something, and they took to social media, celebrities, and they're talking about, man, what a great day. Had a great day with the GOAT himself, and then literally 24 hours later, we're talking about a guy who's in emergency surgery in a Trauma One medical center, and because it could just go in an instant. Everything could change in an instant. And not that we need a reminder of that, but it's so true. I mean, even on this show yesterday, we were talking about the speech that, or the interview that Tiger had done with Jim Nance, and the speculation about whether or not he'd be ready for the Masters. And I was talking about that. I barely finished talking about how to interpret what we heard in that speech before that story broke, and the narrative changed completely. Not only did the narrative change completely, but lives may have changed completely. And according to authorities, he's very lucky to be alive even right now. It can all change so dramatically and so quickly. All right, so phone lines are open. When we come back, I have a conversation with San Diego State head basketball coach Brian Dutcher. That's next, and then I'll open it up to you. You can save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale with great deals on socket sets, power tools, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you need the right tools for the job, and this is your opportunity. Right now, get $10 off a 200-piece mechanics tool set, plus double O rewards points. You can get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Do you need wiper blades? They can help you navigate their wide selection to find just the right wiper blades for your vehicle and install them free of charge. They will even test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. Make sure your vehicle is prepared for the weather ahead by getting your battery tested or getting new wiper blades installed for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Once again, a number of ways to go today. We can talk Tiger Woods if you want. If you want to talk about something that's not Tiger Woods related, I'm more than open to that. Again, whatever you want to hit on, just make sure you can bring something to it that's going to make it better. 1-800-636-8686. And when I say make it better, what I'm saying to you is not necessarily better in the way that, wow, that was super funny. That was really entertaining. Just something that's going to move the conversation along. And if you can't do that, then it's fine to lay out and just listen or tweet or email or hit me up on Instagram or hit me up on Facebook. But if you would like to participate, you know where to find me. You have your phone number. You can hit me up on Twitter. Michael Malone is the head coach of the Denver Nuggets. We'll talk some association at the top of the hour. The beef segment, if you're new to the program, what's your beef? We do this only once a week, and it always works because somebody always has beef. And that usually involves sports, or it can often involve something having to do with nothing at all. That's coming up next hour. And then Dan Wetzel, who to me is one of the best sports writers in America, will be joining me in hour number three. Romy, we think all of these honks wondering when and if Tiger will golf again is very reasonable. Regards, showing up to a restaurant on a Friday night with 20 people and screaming at the host because you can't be sat immediately. Geoff and Lincoln. You know, it seems kind of trite and pretty obvious, but is that not the last thing that should be on anybody's mind? When he's going to play golf again? Whether or not he's going to play competitive golf again? Suffered a really traumatic accident. Emergency surgery. That golf is the last thing that should be on anybody's mind. I guarantee it's the last thing on his mind right now. He already was trying to rehab a back surgery. Again, we're talking about somebody that has had 10 surgeries. He had 10 surgeries prior to what happened yesterday. 5 back surgeries, 5 knee surgeries. He's 45 years of age. Believe me, I think the last thing that Tiger Woods was thinking about when that day started was, am I going to run down Jack? I think Tiger Woods was thinking about, all right, one day at a time, let me rehab this back injury, this back surgery. I'll see what I can do. I'm going to listen to my surgeons and my therapist. But most of all, I'm looking at the big picture now. I want to hang out. I want to be a good dad. I want to play golf with Charlie. And then he's driving somewhere, and then everything changes in an instant again. Yeah, so we're not doing that. I already said what we will and will not do. If you want to talk about this, we can talk about this. But what we're not going to do is get into this garbage that's on Twitter or be amateur doctors or amateur reporters or speculate. Hey, Jim, I saw an amateur doctor. Signed, Renee Zellweger's face. Mike in Buffalo. Hey, Mike, you're not helping him. You can't much help yourselves, can you? All right, so in addition to efforting, Brian Dutcher, and we'll talk some San Diego State basketball coming up momentarily, there are other things I want to get to. Tell me if this name rings a bell. Kima Sivrand. Do you know that name? Probably not. Or maybe you're thinking, yeah, I kind of know that name. That's an unusual name. I think I remember that name. Who is that guy? Do you remember that name? And do you remember that guy? If I'm talking about a name that you may not know, or it kind of vaguely rings a bell, there's probably a good reason for that. And there's the best reason for that. That's coming up. J.J. Watt. That's something different also. Now, remember yesterday, before the Tiger Woods news broke, I was talking to Kenyon Drake. Remember that? And we had a really interesting conversation with Kenyon Drake. We were talking about the year he had with Arizona. We were talking about the fact that he's going to become a free agent. We were talking about the fact that he played his college ball at Alabama. And he made the point to me that, hey, listen, all I've ever known is winning. And he did win a couple of national championships while he was there. So he was talking about what it was like to miss the playoffs and how important it is to get back to the postseason and to do so as a pro and to do it in Arizona. And then all of a sudden, we started to talk about things like space exploration, microbial growth, dying stars, life on Mars. And I thought that would be the only NFL science crossover of the day. How wrong I was. All right, so I will finish that thought. That was not the only NFL crossover on space. I thought that it would have been. All right, so as I'm efforting my guests, here's what I want to do. I'm going to open it up to you. I say this all the time. We have spots for guests, but they don't always fit right into their window, and that means it's a good time for you to call. Let's go to Clearwater. Mike in Clearwater. Nice to have you on the show. Mike, how are you?
Jim, what's happening, buddy? Thanks for having me on.
You got it.
Hey, you know, I'm a pretty big Tiger fan. I saw him a couple of years ago for the first time at Valspar. It was awesome. I told my friends that, you know, it was like when I saw Jordan at a Magic game or I saw Barry Sanders at a Bucks game. I knew I was in the presence of greatness. And, you know, it was pretty tough yesterday. But all in all, I think today's a good day because he's alive. And that's all that matters, man. Like, you know, it's, you know, whatever. Who cares about the golf? And, you know, he's lucky to be alive, man. You see that car and, you know, I'm just happy he's still here. And he'll pull through and maybe be able to walk okay again, hopefully. Thanks for taking my call, Jim.
Nice job, Mike. Thank you very much. See, that's what I'm talking about. If you want to talk about this, we can talk about this, and that makes it better. And I agree with you. It's really jarring. And I said it yesterday when it happened, and I said I'm not going to speculate. I don't know exactly what happened. I just know it's very, very scary. And then you saw the initial images of the car, and you could see where the car had rolled, where it had hit the median, jumped the curb, and had landed several hundred feet off the road and rolled, and you saw the damage to the car, and it was really scary. I mean, it was terrifying. And you see a wreck like that, and you fear the worst. And you can see whereby if he was not wearing a seatbelt, then he probably doesn't survive a crash like that. So his eventual return to the golf course, to me, is like the least important thing of all. That is totally immaterial. The fact that he survived a crash like that, went into surgery immediately, hopefully comes out of that sound and quickly, and is there for him, for his family, is the most important thing. All right, more on that in a minute. As promised, we're joined right now by the head basketball coach at San Diego State. He is in his fourth season now with the Aztecs, a National Coach of the Year, 2020 Mountain West Coach of the Year, first coach in school history with 20 win seasons in each of his first three seasons in charge. San Diego State is 17-4. They are number 22 in the AP poll, and they've got another big one tomorrow night. They are hosting Boise State. Brian Dutcher is my guest. Brian, nice to have you on the show. How are you?
Thanks, Jim, and thanks for having me.
It's good to have you, Brian. So bring me up to date. You beat Fresno State on Saturday. That was your eighth straight win. How impressed have you been with the way the team is playing right now in late February when the pressure really starts to mount?
Yeah, we're feeling a little pressure, Jim. I mean, this is crunch time. We're not a Power 5 conference, obviously, so every win is critical for us to try to make sure we put ourselves in a position to make it to the big dance in March.
Now, we're talking about this, Brian. The season is so unusual, and the schedule is so unusual. Like, you're in second place in the conference, and you've got first place Boise State coming to your place tomorrow night and Saturday, and you're tied with them in the loss column, and you're three games back in the win column. So how do you approach these games, these back-to-back games? What's it like to play that two-game series?
You know, I like the back-to-backs because the prep time is so much shorter in between games. You make an adjustment or two. I mean, when you have a travel, all of a sudden you're playing Wyoming and then you play Colorado State. and the turnaround's just as fast, it's like a whole another prep. So these back-to-back games I found really good for a prep preparation and a chance to meet that same team back-to-back.
Brian Dutcher joining us. And, of course, Brian, it's a lot to ask of the players because it's something so different, but everybody's had to make that adjustment. What about the group? What kind of conversations have you had with them about dealing with something that is very different, and it's different in the sense that now we have a new norm and their response to it?
This has been a great group, and we were shut down in the department in the fall for a couple of weeks, but since then, we've had business as usual. So we've been fortunate. We've avoided the COVID. We've been able to have a normal experience, as normal as it can be, but that requires great discipline from the kids, and they've had that. You know, the fact they can't go home, they have to stay in the county, they have to socially distance, they have to follow protocol, stay in their pods, and just, you can do all those things, Jim, and we've seen it. You can still come down with it. So we've been blessed to have the season we've had. Our administration, our university's done a great job finding a way to get us on the floor, and we're just embracing every time we can play a basketball game.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ryan, I'm kind of curious about that, because I know that when you have college athletes, they're wired a little bit differently, and they've got to have a certain sense of purpose and focus and discipline. As an example, I've got a college-age son. We have a college-age son, and he's at Wisconsin, so he's in the Midwest, and it's cold, and he can't get outside, and he's stuck in his apartment, and there's online schooling, and it's just the experience is so different, and it's so challenging for young people to deal with. I think the average fan does not understand. They look at a basketball team like yours and just think, well, this is what these guys do. What's it like for somebody that age to deal with those kinds of challenges? And mentally, in terms of mental health, what kind of help do you give them?
You've got to be wired the right way to deal with this. And these kids I've got need to be wired the right way. You know, when you tell them they can't go home for a day at Christmas because they'd have to sit 10 days if they did. When you tell them they can't, we give them a day off. We've had a Saturday game. They have Sunday off. They're an hour from home. They can't go home. That discipline that's required is incredible for them to be able to make those kind of sacrifices to give themselves a chance to play college basketball. And it's not easy. I mean, obviously we have senior night coming up that's supposed to be Saturday night against Boise. We've got guys that have been in the program 4 years, Matt Mitchell, Jordan Shackle, four-year guys in our program that can't have their parents walk out to midcourt with them and be recognized for all they've done for San Diego State basketball and San Diego State University. And all those moments we miss, and it's been a struggle for everybody, but we found a way to make the best of it.
And I'm glad you actually explained it exactly like that. That's exactly what I was getting at, because I think that on the outside, average people looking in don't understand the sort of challenges the players are facing. Now, yesterday, Brian, I spoke with Leonard Hamilton about his ability to reload at Florida State. You go 30-2 last season. You send an All-American like Malachi Flynn to the NBA, and yet you're right back here the next year battling for another conference title. How do you explain that?
It's just that Steve Fisher built something special here, and I've been able to take over and try to maintain the great things that he started at San Diego State. This was a wasteland for college basketball, but the university put up a beautiful arena that we were fortunate enough to get into. We've got a great recruiting base in California. We've been able to stretch outside our borders, and we've built it the right way. We built it with kids that are about the right things, that want to win games beyond anything else, and that go about their business daily, that love basketball, that want to be in the gym, want to do the right things. And it's just been an incredible run. To think over the last 2 years, we're 47-6. That's pretty darn good.
It's actually amazing. Brian Dutcher joining us. And clearly, it's about recruiting for everybody. And in your case, it seems to me it's about recruiting to a certain identity. And in terms of that identity, what are we talking about, Brian? We're talking about defense. You've said it yourself. If a guy is going to go to San Diego State, he knows he's going to have to guard at an elite level. When you tell that to players, generally, how do they respond?
Well, they all think they want to play defense until they have to play defense.
Right. Yeah, right.
So I tell them, if you guard hard, if you play maximum at the defensive end, I'll let you roll offensively. I'll let you play with great freedom. But you have to guard to get that kind of freedom at the offensive end. And so we have guys that have embraced that. They play extremely hard defensively, and then on offense, they play with tremendous freedom. They play together. They share the ball, and they play the right way.
All right, so finally, as you get ready for that series with Boise State, what is the number one key in your mind when it comes to facing them?
They've got great talent. They're very well coached. Leon Rice is a veteran in this league. He knows what he's doing. And I think a lot is going to be dependent on who rebounds the basketball. It's who gets the loose ball. When two teams are evenly matched, it's usually a play outside of what you're running. It's a loose ball rebound. It's a putback that makes all the difference in the world. And I think that will be the key. What team is able to get a loose ball, get a putback when the game's on the line.
San Diego State getting it done once again. They're 17-4 on the year. They're number 22 in the AP poll, and they've got a couple of big ones coming up. Starting tomorrow night at home against Boise State, their head coach is Brian Dutcher. Brian, great to have you back. Good luck this weekend, and always good to have you here in the jungle.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Good talking to you, Brian. Thanks so much. Steve Fisher got that thing going. Like he said, Brian Dutcher said it best. That was kind of a basketball wasteland. And then Steve Fisher comes in and builds that thing up, and Brian Dutcher has kept that thing moving. He's kept it rolling. All right, so we talked some San Diego State basketball right there. And again, if you want to talk about Tiger Woods, Mike in Clearwater, I thought, made a good call and said, you know what? It's a sad day, but it's a good day because it could have been so much worse. I'm watching video right now out of the corner of my eye, and I've seen the video over the last 24 hours. That car, I mean, it's terrifying. If you didn't know and you just happened upon that video, you would think, how in the world could somebody survive that? To see where that car ended up and to see the damage to that car, it seems miraculous that anybody could emerge from that wreckage. So that's the good news. When we return, I do have an open segment, and then I've got Michael Malone at the top of the hour, which is always a great conversation. The What's Your Beef segment right after that. So what I'm saying to you is the next segment is a good segment to call if you want, or if you want to participate on social, do it that way. We'll take this break. Time for a sports update. Here is the first update of the day. Here is Andrew Bogish.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Wednesday, as always, is an ATP day. Ask the Pros, where you get to ask me a question, and it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. What you want to do is go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, submit a question there. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, this email says, King, really appreciate your balance in discussing Tiger today. Watching the insanity in the last 24 hours on TV and social media was both depressing and aggravating. I'm all for quality smack, but I despise baseless speculation. The volume of idiotic posting just proves the following. Journalism is dead, hot takes rule, and most of society should delete their accounts. Grazi, Fast Eddie in the 315. There's something to that. And that's why I tried to lay the ground rules right here. Listen, time and place. Time and place. You know, far be it from me to say, hey, we're not talking smack. We're not going to talk junk. I mean, my moniker is Van Smack. That was the brand. But time and place, right? If you want to talk some junk, if you want to talk some smack, that's fine. If you want to go in on somebody, that's fine. If you want to hold somebody accountable, that's fine. If you want to take a run at somebody, that's fine. But we're not going to come in here and play amateur doctor, amateur reporter. I'm not going to go with this garbage I'm seeing on Twitter. I'm not going to talk about things I know nothing about. And nor am I going to speculate on something that I know nothing about. I'm only going with the facts. I'm only going with what we know. And most of all, you want to treat it with respect. Listen, here's the thing about Tiger Woods. For several years, and you may find this hard to believe, for several years before his life kind of veered out of control, I'm telling you, several years, I said nothing but glowing and positive things about Tiger Woods on this show week after week, month after month, year after year. And why wouldn't I? He was the GOAT. We had never seen anything like it. What he meant to his sport, what he meant to society overall. I mean, what could you possibly say that was anything other than amazing or positive about somebody like that? Where he grew up, how he grew up, what he meant to the sport, what an inspiration he was, how many doors he opened. I mean, for several years, literally. And if you go far back, far enough back with me in the program, you'll know that. And then, as great as he was on the golf course, he did struggle off it, and for a lot of reasons. I would imagine being that guy, being a prodigy, and having all eyes on you, that kind of pressure, that kind of worldwide international fame, that probably would not be that easy. You know, he himself has talked about it. He kind of comes up, he goes to Stanford, a little bit nerdy, and yet the guy from day one, always been that guy. That can't be easy. So golf, while never easy, was certainly easier than life. And then life goes that way. And then suddenly I'm not saying the most positive things about the guy. But time and place and perspective, and what are we talking about? We're talking about somebody who, like a lot of people, went through a lot of things, did a lot of, I think, hard work on himself, and there was introspection. And then physically he's busted up and he's trying to come back from that. But he's evolving. And he seems like a different guy. And he goes through a divorce. And he has his kids. And he loves his kids. And he's playing golf with his son. And you can see the joy in that. And what that meant to him. And all of a sudden, incredibly enough, the cyborg is becoming a little more engaging. And a little warmer. And people are starting to identify with him. And you still have some fun. And sometimes at the guy's expense. But then yesterday. His car jumps a curb, rolls, and it's devastating. So time and place, you know, I'm not looking to get the most clicks with my take on Tiger Woods. I'm trying to talk about what we know, give you my thoughts on that, and not turn this into some kind of crazy lava take. And there's a much bigger picture going on here, right, with content. Like, what are you going to talk about? How are you going to approach these topics? Are you looking to get the most people to react to you, or are you going to be responsible about this? I choose to be responsible about this. So that's the kind of conversation we're going to have. And I could see where you might be frustrated by that. This guy said it. The volume of idiotic posting just proves the following. Journalism is dead. No, it's not. Journalism is not dead. There are some journalists. Our business, journalism, quote unquote, is like any other business. You've got some people who are about the right things and some people who take the craft very seriously and work very hard at it and want to get better at it every single day. And then it's like any other walk of life in any other business. You've got some scumbags and you've got some bad people who are in it for the wrong reasons, like any other business. This is how I choose to do my business. That was a really scary thing. And it was brutal. That wreck is brutal. What this guy is facing right now in terms of rehab is brutal. I would imagine, and I'm not a doctor, but we don't know if this is the end of that part of it. Who knows what kind of complications might result? Who knows what kind of other procedures might be necessary? It was brutal, but it could have been so much worse. It could have been much worse. 1-800-636-8686. Jim, I know saying something sucks is not a take, but yesterday sucked. I'm the ultimate Tiger honk. I would argue Tiger has done more for his sport than anyone in the history of sports. I know he's had demons, but he's a grown man, and I'm no judge or jury. I just love seeing the guy hit a 7 out of the sand, 220 yards to 3 feet from the cup. I grind all week. He has offered so many moments that let me forget about the stresses of life for a little bit. That's what sports do for most of us. Tiger has offered us so many great moments that myself and many others have enjoyed as perhaps the greatest thing we have ever seen in sports. I pray for a speedy recovery, as so many others, and I don't care if he ever plays again. The man has done enough and sacrificed enough for all of us for a few lifetimes over. Watching him play with his son was just as good as him winning at Augusta. And that's what's important. The world is rooting for you, Tiger, and a speedy recovery. Thanks, Jim. James from sunny Pensacola. Yeah, see, that to me is the thing. It's not about when he returns. It's not about what caused that crash. I don't need answers to these questions. To me, it's all about him coming out of surgery and him beginning that process of rehabbing and recovering. I'm really not concerned about what he was doing in the morning. I'm not concerned about when he's coming back or if he's coming back or how he's coming back. You want him to come back. You want him to come back to his family. You want him to come back to his children. You want him to come back to his friends. You want him to come back to the people he loves. You want him to come back. But a return of the chorus, to me, unless you're talking about him returning to play with his son at some point and having a normal life, that's the last thing I'd be concerned about. That does not interest me at all. In addition to that, I do want to talk J.J. Watt. And J.J. Watt's having himself a really fun time with social media, and I'm glad to see it. I, for one, am glad to see that. After that experience with the Texans and what his perspective might be, the way they literally sucked all the fun out of it for him, I'm glad that he's still having fun. And he's having fun now on social media. All right, so the next hour sets up like this. It's going to be a good hour. I've got Michael Malone, the head coach of the Denver Nuggets, coming up at the top. Then after that, what's your beef? The way that works is I roll out a gigantic plastic tower of beef. I put it on my desk, and then I ask you, what's your beef? And then you call me with your beef. You want to blow off some steam? You want to get something off your chest? I'm here for it. I'm here for it, and we're just going to slam some beef and have beef. It's going to be fun. That's coming up next hour. I've got Adrian Gonzalez as my guest of the Jim Rome Podcast, episode 164. It's a big number. I told you before, I'm proud of that number. Adrian Gonzalez later on today. All right, there is our number one. When we come back, Michael Malone joins us. You're in the jungle. Get yourself ready with the beef segment, too. 1-800-636-8686.